Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Football Show. I'm Bill Newell. We'll be previewing the Friday night games and the Saturday games right here and hear from some of the coaches in just a moment. First, let's jump to Saturday, though, for the college matchup over at Endicott College, where Nichols is playing at Endicott. It's a noon kickoff. Endicott coming off a win, their first league game and first league win last weekend against Husson. And that was in the drizzle and the rain, Coach Paul McGonigal.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, some rain. It didn't hold back our fans' homecoming. The crowd was unbelievable for a little bit of rain and the Hall of Fame ceremony in the morning and all that stuff. But it was a great crowd, and our players, our defense, had another great game. And offensively, we did move the ball some back and forth, up and down the field, and put it together and scored some points more in the second half.
Much crisper weather scheduled for this weekend against Nichols.
A very, very good team, very well coached. Dale does a great job. They always have a lot of talented players. They're one of the better receivers in the conference. Hunter Farrow's been there for a while, and they have a new offensive coordinator who has a lot of FCS, FBS experience. They're very sound, scored a lot of points. I think they scored 71 points at one point. So high octane offense, defensively, have a lot of good playmakers, a lot of returning vets.
Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. You can hear him on our coaches show, usually airs on Mondays right here on MSONewsSports.com. Again, Nichols at Endicott tomorrow at noontime. High school football Friday night action. Malden Catholic is playing at St. John's Prep. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre on his 2022 Eagles.
I think defensively we've been very good. Very pleased with our defensive play. I think our new defensive coordinator, Chris Tolios, has done a great job with that group. Certainly very talented, especially on the back end, but we've kind of been in transition, changing a little bit of what we do on defense, and it's worked really well. Offensively, I think we're still a work in progress. We've struggled at quarterback for consistency. Not a lack of effort, but just we're not been consistent enough throwing the football. We've been pretty good running the football, but still work to be done there, and special teams have been very, very solid.
Now, as far as records are concerned for Friday's game against Malden Catholic, the Prep comes in heavily favored, but...
You know, we're kind of, the way we look at it every week is we're really kind of, we turn the focus inwards to ourselves. We're trying to build what we're trying to be, and we're still in that process, in team-building process. So the opponent is the opponent. We have a long history with them. It's a conference game. They are struggling. We know that. But we got to take care of what we do. Last year we played them, and the game was more competitive than it should have been, and it was really largely to do with us. And it kind of was a turning point in our season, and we've kind of already talked about that. So I expect the focus to be really good, and it's October now, and I think the kids understand that October is when you got to start to make your run to set yourself up and be playing well at the right time for November when it's time to go, you know, chase a champion.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Peabody is back in action tonight after their big win last week against Marblehead. They are playing host to Leominster. With more on that, here is our own Rick Moore.
The Peabody Tanners, unbeaten at 4-0 so far this season, will probably be facing their biggest challenge to date when they host the Leominster Blue Devils, who have won their first four games, outscoring the opposition by a count of 152-20. Leominster features a versatile offense led by speedsters Ricky Encarnacion at wide receiver and Makai Stinson-Newton at running back. And, of course, their defense has been superb, allowing an average of 5 points per game. Meanwhile, Peabody's numbers are similar. Pitching two shutouts so far, the Tanners have scored 155 points and have allowed just 15 over their first four games. Leominster has beaten Fitchburg 48-6, Doherty Memorial 42-0, Neshoba 27-0, and Shepherd Hill 45-14. Peabody's wins were 40-0 over Revere, 35-8 versus Lynn Classical, 40-0 against Beverly, and 40-7 over Marblehead. The most recent MIAA Division II power rankings have Peabody seated third, with Leominster checking in at number 9. Leominster at Peabody kickoff at 7 p.m. on Friday night. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Thanks, Rick. Of course, coming off that big win against Marblehead and playing a very tough Leominster team tonight, could this be kind of a trap game for Peabody? Tanner coach Mark Betancourt.
We got that scary word, right? trap game, right? Yeah. Everyone's using it. I've already heard it four or five times from people that have emailed me and texted me, and a couple of coaches that have called me to congratulate me and said, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, it comes from the kids. I mean, it comes from them. We're going to guide them. You know, we have a game plan that we worked on this weekend on how we're going to attempt to stop Leominster's offense and what we're going to attack on their defense. Now it's a matter of them focusing, like they've done so well so far this year, focusing on what we want them to do mm-hmm. and making sure they're in the right places and we're aligning properly and we're making sure we have all the gaps filled, trying to get their inside runs, to get a couple of hard runners. We got to get those guys to bounce out to, like we always do, out to Alex and Donnie and let them clean up the mess.
Yep.
They have a freshman quarterback who will throw 50-50 balls, so we have to be on our toes. They'll take chances with their receivers. Their number zero is our Eli. He's their playmaker.
Okay.
They have number one. They got number three, number eight, some decent size like Chase Dooley type receivers that will go up and get those 50-50 balls. Mm-hmm. So we have to be prepared for guys like Allen Polino, who's a little short, undersized corner to go up and knock balls down and react to balls in the air. And I think if we put some pressure on this freshman quarterback, we might have some success. But we'll see with the different things that our kids can and can't do. Obviously, we have to go over our injury list, see who we have available and who we don't, and move forward as if we were playing Marblehead again this week.
PBD High football coach Mark Betancourt. And we also have a full interview with Coach Betancourt on our website as well from earlier this week. Other games, Masconomet at Marblehead tonight. Gavin Monacle, head coach at Masconomet, a winner last week against Beverly, going to Marblehead tonight. He was on North Shore Sports Night Monday night.
Well, we just got to keep working on fundamentals. We really do. I mean, first of all, I'm really happy with everyone's effort. Kids have been great all year. Started off a little slow there, and just trying to find ourselves a little identity. We graduated a good group of kids last year, and every year it's new. Looks like it's the same, but it's not necessarily. I think the kids just kept hanging in there. Started off losing the first two. It's a couple of good teams, but still losing stinks.
Yep.
But the kids handled it well. Just coming back to practice, kept working on the fundamentals. We still got to get better at that, though. We really do. Blocking and tackling.
Masconomet football coach Gavin Monagle. Again, they're at Marblehead tonight at 6:30. Elsewhere, Beverly at Danvers tonight at 6:30. Salem at Saugus. Salem coach Matt Bouchard on his 2022 Witches.
I think that, you have a team that has a number of returners from last year, and I would say a good portion of last season was really about this team learning how to win. And I think the difference now is we got that good foundation, and now, when we get tested, my expectation is that, especially the guys that have that game experience, that their response, they're going to go right back to their training and execute. And I think that's really the difference, what I've seen this year compared to the last couple years, is that we got a bunch of guys that are confident, that, understand the game plan, and to win some of these games, you really need to be consistent and execute on the game plan to be successful, especially when you take a trip over to Gloucester.
Salem now 4-0 on the season, going to winless Saugus tonight, but Coach Bouchard is still wary of those Sachems.
The Sachems, they offensively have really doubled down on how they're approaching, their spread offense. And anytime you play any sort of spread offense, if guys aren't disciplined and lining up and knowing their responsibilities, all it takes is one misalignment and it's a touchdown, right? So I think this week a key to our success defensively is really just making sure we got our alignment and assignment down. I think offensively they're going to try to take away our short passing game, just based on their alignment. And so it's, again, getting back to some of the things I was talking about Corey. He's going to, from a quarterback perspective, really going to have to stay on top of his reads and make sure that he's not forcing things into trouble areas. So I definitely think anytime you go on the road, it's going to be a challenge, but I think our guys are looking forward to it.
Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. Elsewhere tonight, Winthrop playing at Gloucester. Oh, well, Winthrop coach John Cadigan on last week's win against Danvers.
Well, first and foremost, last year when we played Danvers, they took it to us pretty good, 42-0.
So that was kind of a bit of a rallying cry for us all week long. You know, not obviously let that happen again, but, you know, they're an extremely well-coached team, and, you know, you got to play pretty well for four quarters, but I just thought our guys matched their physicality. I think Danvers is one of the most physical teams we play all year on schedule, on our schedule, I should say, and that was kind of a focal point for us, is to match their physicality, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that for four quarters.
Was there a turning point in the game, a moment in the game where it became clear that the Winthrop Vikings were going to win?
Well, you know, I think the start of the third quarter probably couldn't have gone any worse for us. You know, we got the opening kickoff of the second half after Danvers had just scored right before the end of the half. And, you know, we really wanted to put a good drive together, but unfortunately, we didn't, and then the punt was not a good one, and they ended up having the ball with great field position and ended up punching it in, and I think at that point for us, you know, it's a 14-13 game, how do we respond, and, you know, it took us four plays, and we went right down the field and scored, and then went for a two-point conversion to put us up by nine. You know, you never think a game's over, but you feel better being up two scores at that point. But I think for us it was just the response after, you know, not a great start to the half.
And so now Winthrop, maybe on paper, goes in favorite against Gloucester, but Cadogan is still wary of going into Newell Stadium.
I think you throw the records out. I know they're struggling right now at 1-3, but you know, a Gloucester kid is a Gloucester kid, and I don't care what year it is, whether it's 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or it's, you know, present day. Those kids are tough up there. And if you look at all their games, you know, they've been in all of their games, and they fight and they claw. You know, last week they could have easily folded being down 20-0, but they kind of came roaring back and put themselves in a position to you know, almost win the game against Salem. So, you know, we know we have our hands full. It's a place that we've only won once since 92 up there. So there's a lot of things going against us this week in terms of, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to get my guys to understand, you know, the importance of playing a good game on the road in a tough venue this week. And Newell Stadium is certainly one of the tougher places to play.
Winthrop football coach John Cadogan. Northeast is at Swampscott tonight. Greater Lawrence at Essex Tech. Hamilton-Wenham at Linfield. Ipswich plays at Amesbury. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen on his team.
It's definitely our O-line play, you know, and it's not for us, it's not just tackle to tackle. It's tight end to tight end, and it's always double tight, full house backfield, and those backs are really a part of the blocking scheme as well. So they're doing a great job blocking for each other. The O-line is doing an excellent job of understanding fronts. For me, it's really like the experience that we have up there and the communication. There's some really, really intelligent guys who see the game the right way, and they communicate it with each other, and it helps an awful lot. They're still very young. Most of them are juniors, but they had a full season of varsity football as sophomores last year because we were so thin in the upper classes, you know. So they have boatloads of experience next to each other and playing with each other. They understand our scheme very well, and they understand, you know, what they have in their toolbox, so to speak, and communicate it, execute it, and open holds up for the guys.
And now the matchup against Ipswich tonight,
which is in Landry Stadium. It's a raucous environment. The student section has been outstanding. So I don't know what the theme will be this Friday, but they'll have something going for sure. So it'll be loud. And then offensively, you know, it'll be more of the same. You know, we'll try to establish the run game and possess the football. Defensively, we'll try to be stout and make some plays when the ball's in the air. But this is you know, old school football both ways. They're a wing T team. They try to do some different things formationally to try and get you off balance. But they're, you know, coming in, and we nearly fell victim to it last year, and Linfield felt it a couple weeks ago. Ipswich, although they are a winless team right now, they're still a dangerous team. Our league is very good, and I think that's what people outside of the league don't necessarily understand. It's very competitive in the Cape Ann League, night in, night out. And it's high school kids. You got to remember that we're dealing with high school kids, and they're as unpredictable as any creature.
Amesbury coach Colin McQueen, again, hosting Ipswich this evening. Hey, we have a story from Colin McQueen we're going to feature right at the tail end of this broadcast as well, on a crazy play that happened a week ago in their Triton game. So hang on for that. Of course you will. Triton is at North Reading tonight. North Reading coach Ed Blum on his team.
Yeah, I mean, I think offensively, you know, we're fortunate to have some key leaders back. You know, our quarterback, Alex Carucci, you know, a kind of veteran offensive line. You know, obviously some new guys on there, but led by some of our upperclassmen. And then skill receiver-wise, you know, we've been very fortunate the last couple of years to have some really good athletes, and that's kind of continuing. You know, we're able to rely on a handful of different guys in space to make plays, and it's allowed us to be very dynamic to this point.
And over on the defensive side?
Yeah, the defensive side, you know, again, there's some young guys that are working to fill some roles, but again, led by the veterans. You know, our D-line is made up of seniors. Our linebacking core and secondary are led by seniors. So we've had some really good senior leadership, and that's helped to bring in some of our juniors and sophomores who are looking to step up on defense. And again, you know, credit to them, you know, kind of that Patriots approach of, you know, we look to take away other teams' strengths, and the kids have kind of bought into the game plan and making sure they understand it going into the game. So the fact that we have such, you know, senior leadership, we're able to kind of really push the team a little bit from a mental standpoint to make sure they really know what we're trying to do against the team and what teams are trying to do against us.
And this should be a big game tonight. Triton at North Reading, maybe their game of the night, I suppose, in the Cape Ann League. Again, both with North Reading coming in undefeated at 4-0 on the season. Looking at this game, Coach Blum?
Oh, yeah. No, and you know, watching film of them, they're a really well-coached team. They do some different things, special teams-wise, that you have to prepare for. They're very dynamic offensively, you know, with their quarterback and number five and some good receivers and a veteran line. So we know we have our hands full, and I think I think from a coaching staff perspective and a player perspective, we're excited for the challenge ahead.
North Reading coach Ed Blum. Elsewhere, Pawtucket at Newburyport. Kip is at Manchester Essex. Revere is at Everett. Oh, man. Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli now has his team at 2 wins and 2 losses after an 0-2 start.
Yeah, so we're a big win over English, and it got us to 2-2. So we kind of righted the ship, and we had two tough games. We played Peabody, who was a machine this year, and we played Plymouth South, two real good football teams. So, you know, to get back to 2-2, right the ship, get pointing in the right direction, you know, that meant a lot to us this week. And now we go to Everett, you know, and we're 2-0 in the GBL. I think they're 2-0 in the GBL, and it's a big game. It's a big game. And, you know, I honestly believe, you know, from what we've seen, that it's going to be a good high school football game Friday night.
A shutout win last week for Revere, but now it's on to tough Everett tonight. But Coach Ciccatelli says, hey, we're up for this game.
Yeah, so but for us, Everett's young this year. They're a younger team, but, I mean, they're Everett, and they're very, very good. They're very sound. You know, they run a couple of maybe 4 or 5 formations, but what they do it right, and they're real good at it. They got a real big, strong quarterback. They got some really good running backs, receivers, and you know, we obviously got our work cut out for us. We got to go there, and you know, it's tough to beat them in Everett. But I like my team. You know, we have a lot of kids coming back from last year. We got a lot of juniors actually that are playing a lot of football. But you know, I think we're getting better. I think that we got those two tough games under our belt, and we were able to move on, beat Medford in English. And I think we're just peaking at the right time right now, and I think it's going to be a real good game. I mean, they've got a very, very strong offense. Like I said, what they do well. Their defense is also very good. But I think team speed-wise, I think we match up with them.
Yeah.
I really do. So, you know, we'll find out Friday.
Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli. Classical at Malden tonight, Chelsea at Lynn English, Medford at Somerville, Lynn Tech at Neshoba, St. Mary's at Archbishop Williams, Burlington at Wakefield, Melrose at Stoneham. Coach Almeida there at Stoneham, still looking for win number 200. Reading at Woburn, and on Saturday, Georgetown plays at Lowell Catholic. That's 11 o'clock kickoff. Pingree at Canterbury later on in the afternoon at 5:30. Oh, now that story from Colin McQueen, Amesbury coach. Take a listen to this. He'll set it up, but they're in the tight game, ball near the middle of the field. They got a fourth down and some short yardage to go, but they're going for that fourth down on the fourth down conversion attempt. Here's Coach Colin McQueen from Amesbury football.
The defining play of the game was the infamous double fumble. We had like a fourth and four around midfield, and we went for it. And it was a swing pass out to the left side, backwards pass. Kid got hit. Our fake wasn't great, but they played very disciplined on the edge. And they got there, fumbled the ball. They scooped it, and then on the return, my offensive tackle chased him down, ripped the ball out, and we recovered, giving us a fresh set of downs. And then we were able to drive the field and score on another fourth down play down by the goal line and maintain the lead. And if we had turned it over there, they're in good field position, and they would have gone up with a touchdown. So it was a great hustle play by our guy. It was Willie Arsenal, who chased it back down and ripped it out, offensive tackle and linebacker. But that turned out to be, I think, one of the most crucial and pivotal plays of the game.
Wow, that's a great story. It's not the way you drew up trying to get a fourth down conversion,
no,
but man.
that's what we joked about, though. Our running back who ended up dropping the swing pass, we're like, you knew you were just a step ahead, right? Because if he had caught it and he gets tackled right there, we turn the ball over on down. And instead, he ends up coughing the thing up. We're like, you must have known something we didn't. That was pretty good.
I know, that is crazy. That's fantastic, though. Oh, man. But and on the other hand, though, you know, Colin, when you think about what Triton must have been feeling at that moment, that must have been a dagger of sorts, too, in a way.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and they did a good job, I think, on that initial drive to keep us there and put us in a fourth and medium. Missed an open pass on the third and four, third and five, whatever it was. And then... you know, and then it was one of those deals where you're dealing with fourth and medium. It's not a great down and distance, but so they worked hard to get off the field, and that's like an absolute backbreaker to have things go that way, you know, from that perspective. But for us, it was, you know, sometimes you need a little luck, and the ball certainly bounced our way on that down.
Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen, a kind of a wild play there last week in their Triton game. Well, that'll do it for us here on the program. We'll post some other things up here on this post with some other analysis for you. But do check back on the website from time to time over the weekend for the latest score updates and other features as well. Again, tonight we'll be featuring updates on that Leominster-Peabody game and a game story later on tonight, Friday night, here on the website. So along with the help of Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on our game night show, our football preview show on MSONewsSports.com.